It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I want to go back there.
Yeah.
I know I keep bitching out, but the tummy's not too good. I get scared.
You can shit in there.
Yeah, but that's it's not comfy. The problem.
I've shit in there like two or three times.
So have I.
Oh.
I do. Anytime I go there. The problem isn't the ability to shit. The problem is when I have to shit, I only have a couple seconds to get in there.
That's not good.
No.
The other day.
Now, you saw, I sent you the picture of what happened. But the other day, I woke up. Wasn't feeling good.
I'm bringing Yesterkades up, by the way.
This is 5:30 in the morning. Yeah, you can promote Yesterkades while I'm telling my shit story.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you both on here.
Okay. So I'm not feeling well. Trying to get everything out before I leave for work. It's not happening. Just sitting there. Nothing's coming out.
Yeah.
I'm like, I gotta go to work. Sorry. So I get up, I leave, get in my car. Now you know where I live, Matt.
Yeah.
You know where McDonald's is.
Yeah.
Right? What is that? A city block?
Eighth of a mile.
I get to McDonald's. Not even. I get to the light before McDonald's.
Describe the feeling.
It's just the worst.
Because, I mean, I'm going to tell you, there are times where I get the uncontrollable shit urge, but I can hold it for like a good half hour I would say it's red alert.
It is urgency.
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, of course you've had diarrhea, right?
Yeah,
like
everybody does.
Like homesick with diarrhea.
Oh, not like where I've had it where I couldn't go out and function.
Oh, no?
No.
Like you've never been homesick and you're just like, you have the diarrhea so bad.
That's every day.
Where you don't risk a fart. Where you're just like, I'm not going to fart today.
No, I can totally control that.
Okay.
That's not.
I can't.
Okay. I would say one out of like 100 times, it's like taking a risk. Seriously.
But it is that like urgency. It's just so. And it's like acidic, and it's rumbling, and it's pressure.
Too,
yeah, but it's
but
like
you actually,
oh no!
But it's you actually can feel it going out on its own.
Like yeah.
Oh my god, dude, that's like a problem for like an 80-year-old man.
It's the worst feeling in the world, and I got that at the light to a point where I was pondering.
Wait, at the light?
At the light, the first
it
light
a,
when you come
it's
out
two
of my.
Blocks, it's 2 blocks to the to.
Well, when you come out of my place.
It's 3 blocks to the stop sign, right? From your place, basically.
Well, I came out of my place, got to the stop sign,
and then it's
and
about,
turned, and there's a light right there.
Yeah, it's not even.
The Dunkin' Donuts is there.
Yeah, it's about an eighth of a mile to the Dunkin' Donuts, and then another, all right, we'll say at most a quarter mile. So you're talking he's driving for about 30 seconds.
Yeah. I go to stop
maybe
sign.
Maybe a minute if he's got to stop.
I come out. I'm at the light, and I'm freaking out. I'm just like,
wow.
It's like a quarter after seven. I'm just like, okay, I can go into McDonald's. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to make it to McDonald's.
What?
Does 7-Eleven have a bathroom? I don't think they do. Or they would give me a hard time for using
they
it.
They might do it. They might do that. No.
Yeah, because they've been known to do that.
Yeah,
I know the one that is.
You're going to be like, oh, I'm going to shit on your floor.
Pretty much. And I'm just going to be like, sorry. So I made it to McDonald's. I did the waddle of shame into it.
And you had a breakfast burrito coming out.
And I walked in there and I just sat down and it came out and I was just what the fuck? And it was a lot of blood.
Oh,
lot of red blood. Okay. So don't everyone put their fucking doctor hat on and say, that could be cancer. No, it's red blood.
If it's black blood, like dark, dark blood.
That's bad. That means it's up higher.
Yes.
Stop fucking burping.
I did. I burped again.
I know.
I tried to hold it in, too. It stinks.
I don't see you doing it. I just smell it. Mm-hmm. If it's, they're getting quicker, though.
They're actually, it's going way faster.
Yeah, it's going way
faster.
There's
not as much potency. There's not as many parts per million
in
each burp.
That's because it's all going down to your asshole.
It's getting building
it's
up.
It's not sitting in your gut.
It's going like it's coming up and down, and it's kind of like, bah, but it's going.
God damn it.
So you went in there.
So I went in there. I went around the corner. I just head straight for the bathroom. Didn't even look at anybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm
you like park in a fire zone and everything because it's like
no, I don't do any of that. I don't like
this
I'm not
an
like
emergency.
I don't drive into the building.
God damn it!
And then just get out. I'm like, so I get in there, let it out, and it's just disgusting. Red. It's just all red. It's just yeah. red. Fucking red.
Dude, I can't.
And
even...
I sent you a picture of it.
You
I sent
did.
All of you a picture of it.
That was the one.
That was the one.
That was the McDonald's shit.
That was McDonald's. That was McDonald's toilet.
That was. McBloody's.
Yes.
That was gross. Like, I literally, like, thought, like, you, like, cut your hand and, like, was...
That's what it looks like, right?
It's so much.
Horrible.
It is just... Imagine if you had diarrhea and it wasn't that murky, yellowish, brownish color. It was just red blood.
Yeah. Like, it's like you shit...
Blood bowl.
It's like if you shit red Gatorade.
Yes.
It's basically what it is.
Yes. It's yeah. not pink. It's not like... What we've discussed
no,
before, like an anal fissure.
It's fucking red.
And you know.
Ruby red. Yeah,
you know when you get an anal fissure because you can feel it.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh my God, there's a big fucking shit. And you're like, oh.
It hurts.
Oh. Because something tore. You know? Yeah. This is not. This is coming from your organs.
Yes, this is coming from my
it's
colon.
Bad.
My lower intestines.
Oh, no.
So that happened. And then, like an idiot, I get back in my car. And I
not
drive
done.
To work.
Oh God.
I'm just like, well, I got to go to work. So I go to work and I'm there. Now, when you lose that much blood.
Yep.
Okay. It probably started coming out when I woke up and started functioning or whatever.
Yep.
And then it built up and, it was, and my body was just like, what the fuck is this? Get it out.
Yeah.
So McDonald's had the pleasure of taking that.
Boo-boo.
Went to work. I get really cold, like freezing cold.
Mm.
Like I had to put the heat up to like 75, put my coat on and I'm working and I'm training somebody while I'm doing this. I had to go to the bathroom three more times.
You have, like, severe internal bleeding?
The basis is what it
was
is.
Was there blood each time?
It got less and less, but yeah. Yeah. Eventually, I just had to go home. I actually had to have somebody come pick me up because I couldn't drive. Could not drive.
This
I was
is
like,
not good.
No.
What did the doctor tell you? Like, what do you do?
This just happens once in a while. I think it was because...
You have shit blood more times in the last, I'm going to say, 4 years that
oh,
I've been
than
aware.
Anybody should in a life.
Then I, yeah, it, literally, then probably everyone you know under the age of 40
mm-hmm.
combined.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
Not good. Not good.
No.
Gross.
Basically, 2 days before, I took some medicine because I wasn't feeling well, like getting a cold kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I took pretty much... Like Advil.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know from working in pharmacy what that does to somebody's body.
Yes.
Thins your blood and probably a bunch of other cool stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean.
I shouldn't. They say don't take, what are they, NSAIDs or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
They said don't take them. But I had a headache. We had it. I took it, right?
Yeah, big mistake.
Yeah, next day, I feel like crap. My stomach is just grumbling all day, grumbling. I'm like, I feel like crap. The day after is when it all came out. So obviously, and the last time I was this bad, same situation. I took the Advil. So that's what caused it. And now it is what? This is the third day, and still a little bit.
Day
but it's,
three.
It's getting better.
Day three.
Picture just a big black screen with day three.
Clutch went from Wildwood up to where were you in North Jersey? Where does he live?
I don't know. I don't
because that's
him.
A trip. That sounds like a 2 hour drive.
If he's in North, we're in Central Jersey,
yeah.
And it's
an hour
two
and a half, 2 hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's rough. No, I couldn't do. Back in the day, absolutely.
Really? Up until when would you say 28? 27?
Yeah, it's when I came down with this.
It's 2 hours. That's a long time to hold. What would you describe on a scale from 1 to 10? What was the alert number for your shit? Because I had a level 8, level 9 coming back from Fort Lee, which is an hour north of here. Coming back from White Castle, had a nice evening. Had
yes.
some White Castle.
He's saying it's a 7.
It's level 7. Okay, that's pretty bad for 2 hours.
Serious? Yeah,
because by the time you get home, it's a level 10.
Yes.
I
and
had
it gets,
the like,
your asshole has GPS.
Yeah, it does. It knows.
The closer
how close
you get, the more
the worse.
To a point where you get to the door and you have to stop and just well clutch your asshole.
You gotta
together.
Clutch those cheeks. Yeah. I have had it where like it gradually builds up to the point where you're just like, and then all of a sudden it's just like, and you're
yep.
like, oh, good.
The
I just bought myself like 20 minutes before it's going to start building up again.
Yep.
And then it gets worse on the next time. The worst I ever had it was like I actually waddled to my doorstep and I actually had to like pull my legs up as I walked up the steps because I was in a squatting position. Yeah. Steve number one, he witnessed it.
You had to manually walk.
I did. That's not
like
even
a
joke.
Like a marionette. Uh-huh.
I had to like wait and be like, that's only happened one time in my life. That's good. Derek.
Yeah. I've done that too.
Yeah.
You're basically planking, but
yes.
Not laying on anything.
Yes.
And then you can't lift your leg up because that would free up the muscles.
It would.
That
it
you are
exactly
using
why.
To hold everything in. Mm-hmm. So you have to like lean all the way to the right. Get
yep.
That leg,
crab
leg
walk
up,
and then you got to walk up these little steps, and then you get the photo finish when you get on the bowl. I get a lot of photo finishes, but I think that's psychosomatic. I think my brain's just like,
yeah, it's like here we are, let it go.
Seriously,
not yet. Photo was, finish. Do you ever have like a little skid mark in the front of the bowl?
No, I have good aim. Okay. Then there was one. I just let out another burp. By the way, here it comes. Then there was another one where I was coming back from Long Island. Long Island's about an hour and a half. And I was coming back from a place that I didn't want to shit in. Just didn't want to do it. And I had to hold it
the entire
way back from Long Island. Like, and it wasn't bad. It was like maybe like a 3 when I left. And I was like, ooh, this is going to be bad by like the Verrazano. I knew it because about 45 minutes from 45 minutes to
like,
the Verrazano,
like
and then another
out.
45 minutes
yeah,
home.
Like, you got the mental pins in the map.
Yeah.
By the time we get to here, it's going to be a 7.
Like, I actually considered maybe having to stop at the rest stop on the parkway, like getting off by the Driscoll.
You just try not to.
Yeah. Oh, man. But that was a bad one. But wasn't bad when I got home.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, I'm like, I'm perfectly good. But once you get into the house and you put your keys down and you're just like, oh, boy. It's all over.
And that's the thing is it's the mental state that I put myself in.
Yeah.
It's the being in the car is horrible for me.
Well, maybe the vibrations of the car when you're
moving.
No,
it's
stuff.
It's knowing that I'm trapped in a car.
Really, it's that bad.
Like when I'm home and I'm if
so
I'm,
you gotta like pop a Xanax before you go to work.
I do every
what?
Day. Yes, what? I do. Absolutely.
How much?
Just one.
No.
I don't know how many. I don't know.
Wow.
No idea. Not a lot. Wow. A small amount. But I do, because that's what they have to do. Because anytime I drive, like, I mean, in the morning, because I have no control over what my body's going to do that day. So I have no idea. Wow. So first thing in the morning, take all my meds and Xanax. And then I take my shower, get ready. By that time, it's all kicked in, and I can leave.
I take no meds for anything. I probably should.
I never.
But I can't.
Had
even,
any.
Wow.
I never took meds for anything. And then all of a sudden, I'm like on 5 things. Ridiculous. Yes, ridiculous.